The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis, what's left of him after this week. And just wanted to welcome you to the show here on WCBM 680. We do this every Saturday morning from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. And those of you who have been listening for years know that we're coming up here next month on our 37th year on the air, 37th anniversary. So we've had thousands and thousands and thousands of calls over thousands and thousands and thousands of hours on the air. We talk about the great things that we do in the outdoors. We fish, we hunt, we shoot guns, and we talk about it. And that's what this is about. This is an escape from the day-to-day news cycle that you can get anywhere on your phone, on your TV, on your car radio, and this is a relief from that. So we like to talk about getting into the outdoors and interactions with wildlife and seeing things that we see and doing things that we do. Sometimes we talk about the harvest of game. Sometimes we talk about the dangers of being in the outdoors. So that's what we do today. Our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 for the alphabetically challenged. And then we also have a giveaway, which will take place in a couple of weeks, which is a CVA muzzleloader, CVA Wolf muzzleloader, stainless steel, black synthetic stock. And the fine folks at CVA have been working with the show for over 20 years. And the fine folks at Hawk Optics have just joined this year. They're providing a rifle scope. Well, it's a shotgun muzzleloader scope, a 3-9 by 40 power variable scope for the muzzleloader. So that will come installed. You'll have to take that to your local gun shop and have it bore sighted. And found out that the CVA comes with a little care package in the kit. It's got some bullets with it and the cleaning jag and stuff like that. But you'll have to, you know, you'll have to purchase powder. You'll have to purchase primers, 209 primers, and you'll have to purchase whatever ignition powder you like. When I said powder, I mean pellets. If you like pellets, if you like powder, you like powder. And you'll have to do that to get shooting. And then, of course, the cleaning supplies as well, the patches and the cleaning patches, the cleaning lube, the lube for what am I trying to say? It's been a long week. I'll figure it out. Where the primer goes in. Help me out, somebody. It's a screw-in part where the primer goes in, where you empty the barrel. The breech plug. Thank you. And then everything else that goes along with it. So as you get into muzzleloader hunting, you probably have most of this stuff now. And if you wind up with a new muzzleloader, that's even better. So all you got to do is call the number, 410-922-6680. Leave your name and number with our producer, first name, last name, accurate phone number. Should you win, we want to be able to contact with you. And so far, I've been able to hand deliver those muzzle loaders to everybody. Haven't had to ship any out. And go on the air with me. You can ask a question. You can just say, hey, glad to be in the contest, or make a comment, whatever you want to do. Talk about a story. Give me something. But that's part of the program. And it's very simple to enter. No entry fee or anything else. So how about that? That's what we do. Let's go to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you this morning?
okay, I guess. I'm still standing up and looking down to the grass and looking outside if there's any grass.
Yeah, it's been a little cold. The grass is starting to turn a little brown, isn't it? Getting covered up by leaves and all that stuff. So, yeah, I usually quit cutting the grass sometime in October and just let it make it through the winter the way it is at the end of the year. And, you know, we got a lot of big trees here, a lot of big maples that shed a lot of leaves and are a mess in the spring. They do their seed shed twice a year. You know, we call them helicopters or whatever. Birds and squirrels really like them, and if they get in the gutters, the birds and the squirrels get in the gutters and pick them out and make a mess. But it's it's fall, our favorite time of year. It's going to get cold. It's been cold, and I was up in Western Maryland, drove up Tuesday, left Wednesday, and it was in the 20s up there, so it was a little chilly. So I'm glad to hear you call in. And anything going on? Anything in your world?
I guess nothing really on it in particular. Nothing that I can think of at the moment.
Nothing particular, huh? You know, you're going to hear some gunshots out there today. You know, it's Youth Day. It's Youth Deer Day, and so there'll be a bunch of kids out there in the woods. And yesterday, the Delaware deer season came in. The firearm season for deer came in Delaware, so. I talked to a lot of people in in Sussex County, and they said, we were out this morning, didn't hear a lot of gunshots, but a few deer came in. So, you know, I talked to taxidermists and deer processors and things like that. So, but today will be the big day. So, but thanks for calling, my man. I appreciate it. Got any big plans for the week?
Well,
I got you.
And know about the movement.
All right. Well, that sounds good. That sounds good. You have a good week.
You too.
All right, buddy. Thanks. So I mentioned being in Western Maryland. I was there Tuesday, and a fellow by the name of Don Brenneman shot a big deer with his crossbow on the 9th of September this year. And he called me. He said, "Hey, I got the antlers back from the taxidermist got the antlers back from the freeze dryer." And I said, "Okay." He wanted to get it measured for the record book because it's a giant deer. It's in the Maryland Hunting Quarterly, which is online now, MarylandHuntingQuarterly.com, and that's what I've been doing all week, is delivering copies of them. Just all over the place, and I'll be getting to the Baltimore area here first part of next week. But you can see the online version. But Don and I had met months ago, and I asked him to write a story for the Quarterly, which he did, and he said, I really want to get this deer measured. So he brought the rack and into the – his daughter owns a restaurant up in Grantsville, a little coffee shop. And I said, he said, "Would you like to see it?" And I said, "Yeah, I'd love to see it." So he brought it in. He had it, got it back. He mounted it on a board to stabilize it a little bit. And so he said, I volunteered. I said, "Hey, look, you're going to Missouri. I know you want to get this thing measured. I'll be glad, if you trust me, I'll be glad to take those antlers to get them measured. And, we'll get in touch with you." Great. Let me think about it. So he said, "I want to show it to some people tomorrow." And he said, "I'll call you in the morning." So he called me the next day, knew I was staying up there. We met in Cumberland, and he said, "Here's the antlers." And the next day I took him to Bob Newton, our scoring director in Northeast. Bob measured him up, and we have a new state record velvet deer in any category you want. It's the biggest all-time ever velvet antler, deer antlers with velvet ever taken in Maryland. The gross score was over 200 inches, 202 roughly. I don't know what the eights are. I don't remember. Well, maybe I should tell you that exactly. Hold on. I will say this while I'm looking for that. As of right now, this moment, 146,619 views on our Facebook page, And that's probably one of the biggest hits we ever had on Facebook, 146,000 views. So the gross was 202 and 0.8 inches. Now, it had some odd points. It had some abnormal points. So if you have it measured, it was a 7x7, and it had some stickers and kickers and a split brow tine and things like that. And it had, which are deductions, okay? So if it's a typical, it's a deduction. If it's a non-typical, you keep the total points and only do the symmetry deductions. Very, very few symmetry deductions. I mean, this deer had 27 7/8 main beams. Matching. Beautiful. Had one brow tine that was almost 13 inches long. I don't know how much the other one was, so that was the biggest one. So here's the non-typical net was 196 7/8. An amazing animal. And the typical net was 180 3/8. So either as a non-typical or a typical, and it's the hunter's choice how he wants it entered in the record book, it blew away anything and everything that we had in the record book. So Don chose the typical measurement because it is it looks like a typical framed deer. And 180 3/8 was the final tally on that. So he was excited, we were excited, and apparently Facebook is excited too. So how about that? That's that. So thank you, Dawn, for lending me your antlers, and we'll get them back to you here ASAP. And, you know, meet you up along the way somewhere. Good luck in Missouri if you're listening. So, all right, 410 WCBM 680. Let's talk to Matt in Pasadena. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan.
What's going on?
Me and Lily are heading to the shore for junior hunt day.
You got your junior hunter with you?
I do, but she is
out.
Kind of sick. Well,
oh, no. I'm sorry to hear that. What's that?
Got a sore throat.
Oh, I got you. Well, I'll just say good morning, Lily. How are you?
Yeah.
There you go. Gotcha. Okay. What's her junior firearm weapon today? What's she using?
It's a 20-gauge H&R single shot.
Oh, yeah. Yep. The heavy barrel?
Yep.
Yeah, those were extremely popular, and they sold a lot of them, especially here in Maryland. I actually have one. I had two and sold one to Uncle Dale. And is this the thumb hole model, laminated stock? It is not the thumb hole. Got you.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a very popular firearm. The 12-gauge was actually a 10-gauge diameter barrel bored out to a 12-gauge. The 20-gauge is a 12-gauge barrel bored out to a 20-gauge. Extremely accurate. A little heavy, but...
A little heavy. Yep.
But that cuts down on recoil and makes it you get a good rest with that thing. It's steady as a rock. And they're very accurate. They're very accurate firearms. So, yep, very good firearms. So.
Well, hopefully we'll be sending you a picture.
I can't wait to see those youth pictures from today, folks. Yep, send them to my phone number if you have it, or, you know, text them to me, or if you have my email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, use that too. Yeah, we're looking forward to Youth Day picture. We really are. So,
thanks, anyway. Mr. Allen.
All right, thanks, Matt. You just good luck to you. I hope she gets a big one.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. Thanks. Bye. Mm-hmm. Slurp of coffee. That's a good one. All right, let's take our first break here. Let's talk about our friends at Backyard Bill. Hey, you know it was cold. You know, I talked to Bill at Backyard Billy's the other day and some of the folks there, and they're like, yeah, we're getting orders stacked up. We've got installation and service into December already. And I'm like, well, hopefully I've been a little bit of a part of that. So I told Bill, I said, this is a question I ask about selling your inserts. And that is, do you have a beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, there was one here in this room I'm looking at right now. Never used it. You know, didn't like to use it. Could never get the flue controlled right and all that stuff. Well, we took care of that. And we decided on a fireplace insert, and we visited a bunch of places all over Delmarva and across the bridge. And we stopped by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and we were met by somebody who knew the product, knew very well, was very friendly. The price was right. When we talked about installation, they said, yeah, we can handle that. I said, well, what about, you know, do you have anybody that can do stonework on the face of the fireplace? Oh, yeah, well, it's not real stone. It's not, I mean, it's beautiful. It looks like real stone. But we picked out a simulated stone that looks good. Came along and did that, did the hearth work, did the chimney work, and the whole deal. So we selected a brand called Enviro, the model EX35. You know what? I can sit here any time with the remote, and I can turn that thing on, and I can turn it off. Or I can set it to turn on and off automatically based on the temperature that I select. So it's beautiful. You know, the convenience, the beauty, the room-filling heat. Hearth America carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. Check out the freestanding wooden pellet stoves, too. And you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom. And you better stop by soon because it's getting cold. The first week of deer season is in the 40s. The highest is the first day. The highest is 43 or something like that on Saturday the 29th, the day after, 2 days after Thanksgiving. So, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, they have a Facebook page. BackyardBillys.com is a website. The phone number 410-827-4500. 827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Off of Route 50, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Creative Concepts Taxidermy. With 35 years' experience, John George realistically, accurately, and artistically recreates animals from all over the world. This season, Creative Concepts Taxidermy is offering a terrific service to deer hunters. John is offering to turn around your whitetail or sika deer in 6 months, that's 6 months, with your paid deposit. Located at 7194 Montevideo Road in Jessup, Maryland, Creative Concepts is convenient to Route 100, Route 1, and the 95-295 interstates. When you stop by, you'll see the Creative Concepts studio is filled with life-size game mounts from all over the world. Creative Concepts supports nonprofit conservation organizations and wounded veterans groups. Maryland's premier life-size studio, Creative Concepts, provides five-star service for any animal from any continent, including those right here in Maryland. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 to 4. On weekends with an appointment, creativeconceptstaxidermy.com or call 410-799-1558. That's 410-799-1558 for Creative Concepts Taxidermy.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mossy oak swamp bottom dewdrop falling. Old Tom answering a hoot owl's calling. Nothing like the sound when the day breaks. Me and Daddy in the woods on a Saturday. You see, his granddaddy hunted these hills, and I hope someday that my kids will. He said, do me a favor before I'm gone. Love this land and pass it on.
And that's what we're doing today on Youth Day, folks, passing it on, passing on the tradition and the honor of a ethical hunting season. And we want to wish all the youth hunters out there good luck. And we have Jay in Westminster on the line. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
I think I'm a victim of the daylight savings time. I'm waking up earlier.
Well, that's good. You get to hear more of the show.
Yeah. So anyway, when I first turned it on, you were talking about the hunting quarterly. Is that only online now? Or
No. No. In Westminster, there's a couple spots. Bullock's Meats has it. M&G Deer Processing right there in 32. Battery Warehouse has it in Eldersburg.
Okay,
Brownstone Trading, Brad Vosburg has it.
I picked up a copy last year there at Bullock's. Somebody told me they changed hands.
The folks that have M&G Deer Processing, Archie Muller and his son Mike and his wife Heather, they own it, the whole thing now.
Okay, so I could still get it there then.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I deliver them to the store, and I deliver them up above at the meat shop, too.
Okay.
Just took them in there the other day.
So, anyway.
Well, I took them in there Wednesday on the way home from Western Maryland.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm not an active hunter or anything, but I do like listening to your show.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Talking about wildlife.
Yep.
And then yesterday, I observed something I never saw before. You probably have, and that is, I looked up when I was driving. Something caught my eye up in the sky, and it was a At first, I thought it was a hot air balloon or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, I think it was like 1,000 birds swooping and flying around and changing shapes. Have you ever seen that?
I have.
What kind of bird would that have been?
My guess, it could be a couple things. It could be red-winged blackbirds. It could be grackles. It could be starlings. Usually, those are the types of birds that get together and do that type of thing. And to see that, somewhere I've got a video sitting in a deer stand, and it had probably 20, 30,000 of these birds come in. And that's what they do. They fly in. Sometimes they'll drop down. They'll feed a little bit, and then they'll all take off in a flock. And it is amazing to watch them, you know, like synchronized swimming. And yeah. they all take signals from each other.
At first I thought I was seeing things.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought there's a hot air balloon, but all of a sudden the shape changed completely, and it was swooping up and down. And so.
Yep. I see that in behavior in grackles. Mostly, and they're noisy. They're as noisy as can be.
Yeah.
When you're in a deer woods and you're quiet, and all of a sudden you hear this sound, you think there's deer running through the woods, and it's their wings flapping coming in.
Wow.
Yeah, they're pretty amazing.
Do you remember years ago it was a bird flock of some kind of bird took over Grayson up near Thurmont?
I do not.
Yeah, that was, it was in the news that the birds had been landed there in Grayson. It's right below Thurmont, and they couldn't get rid of them for about a week, and then they finally left. But I can't remember how. I mean, I'm thinking that was 20 or 30 years ago.
Yeah, that would be one I wouldn't be familiar with at the moment. So,
one other last question.
Yes, sir.
I have deer running around my neighborhood. Like, the only thing I can compare it to is when I was young, very young, and nobody had to have dog licenses or tie your dog up. Everybody,
right?
All the neighbors had dogs, and they all ran all over them. That's how the deer are here,
yep,
where I live in Westminster.
Sure.
Well. And that's my thing. My question is why I seem to always see the does, but I've never actually seen a buck or a deer with an antler.
I got you. Well, they're dumber. You know, they're the ones that are out foraging for food, and they've got their fawns with them for, you know, a few months out of the year. So, and the fawns don't have antlers per se at this point, so you know, you're going to see three times as many antlerless deer as you are the antlered deer.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that'd be my only explanation for it.
I have a feeling that there's a big farm field next to me.
Yeah.
I have a feeling that they come in, somebody's coming in and thinning the herd every year. And they do that overnight, right? Usually.
Say that again?
They come in and thin the herd with the silencer or something. And
oh yeah, you have farm cooperators up that way. Yeah, there's one pretty well-known guy up there, and he works for a series of farms owned by pretty much one, or farmed by one group, and yeah, he will go in and take out a lot of deer during the night on a farm damage permit, crop damage permit. There's a special name for it that when they shoot them at night, but you know, they're also doing the like the battlefield and some of the natural wildlife refuge areas where the deer are overpopulated. Like what's that one down there in Reisterstown, Owings Mills area? Why can't I say the name of it? If I lived there, I'd remember it. But, yeah, they'll go in there. If there's too many deer, they'll go in there with sharpshooters and take them out.
Well,
Howard County does the same thing on their park system.
The reason I think that's happening is because every year when the herd is the largest, it's always exactly 18.
Okay.
And then it thins down from there till you only see a few till the next the next season.
Well, it's possible. It's possible, but, you know, deer have seasonal movements, too. I mean, especially this time of year during the mating season called the rut. You know, those bucks will range a mile, a couple miles, sometimes a day. And, you know, so they're, you know, the deer population is based on food pretty much. So if you got agriculture crops and they're feeding on agriculture crops and all of a sudden the acorns drop, those deer spread out into those acorn flats and acorn ridges and things like that, you know.
Okay, I have an oak tree in my front yard. Maybe that explains.
Well, it's possible, but then also, you know, during the wintertime, the herd will come back together and form, you know, a winter population as well. So, I mean, they're a very fascinating animal. They, you know, they have their whole structure, which is why they're so interesting.
Well, over the summer, they're, like I said, they're running around the neighborhood, and I can walk up within, I'd say, 25 feet of them. They don't even move.
Well, that's because they're young and dumb. That's because you got the brand new fawns. You know, they're not familiar.
Yeah.
Don't try to do that with an antler deer this time of year.
Oh, right.
Yep. So, all right. Well, I appreciate the call, man. Thank you very much.
You gave me a hint 4 or 5 months ago. You were talking about weight loss, and
yeah,
you said read the labels for sugar.
Yeah.
And I tried to cut out everything that had over 2 or 3, 4 grams of sugar in it.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a help.
It actually worked the first time. I finally lost over 10 pounds.
Well, congratulations. Yep. My former doctor over there in Reisterstown had a diet, and he said, "Here's your diet: no potatoes, no rice, very little bread, very little pasta. If you're going to eat that with a meal, a handful of it is all you need. But all the fruits and vegetables you want, all the meat you want, and everything else. So that the potatoes and the rice, you know, I don't eat rice, I don't eat potatoes, I don't eat French fries. Cut down on the fried food immensely. I like a good piece of fried chicken or something like that, and fried fish. But, you know, cut down on all that stuff. And I'm drinking my fruit smoothie in the morning, and that sets me up. So I'm good. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Soldier's Delight is exactly what I'm talking about, Tom. That's where they do the sharpshooting. Yep. Mermation is right. Alfred Hitchcock, the birds. Very good. Good catch, man. All right. Let's see. Any callers on the line there, Aaron? Ed, in where? Queenstown. All right. Good morning, Ed. How are you this morning?
Well, probably decent.
Probably decent.
Yeah, well, I got a call in from, I was going to loan out my 450 Marlin. They were going out elk hunting in Colorado. And I,
yep.
After I talked to you, I thought, nah, I think I'll just not even suggest it. Anyway, he got an elk. I don't know what he was using. I don't know what he's using, but anyway, he had to chase it the better part of 3 hours.
And oh, man.
Unfortunately, it bordered on private property, and it went over on the private property, so he couldn't go in and get it. But the next day, they thanked him for it. One of the guys in the party got a nice elk.
Well, that's good.
And the thing is, with the government being shut down, let's see, I think there were 8 guys in. 4 of them flew out, and 4 of them drove with the guns because they didn't want to, you know,
yeah,
check them through. But it was kind of tough getting home because they had to go upstate New York, and they had to go through Charlotte.
Oh, man.
So I'm just glad nobody took their guns. I'm glad they drove home.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, I'm a little, I don't want to loan anything that I don't know that's going to get back in one piece. So,
makes sense.
It's still doing the right thing.
Absolutely.
And I'm looking at Backyard Billy's EnviroFire stove that I've had. Okay, this is terrible, but it's the 24th heating season, and it still works great.
Enviro's good. Yep, no question. Now, see, I haven't touched the button, and it just came on. So apparently the room has cooled down a little bit below the temperature that I set on the remote control, and the flames are up just a little bit, but it's doing what it's supposed to do.
This is 2001 when I got it. They didn't
have
it.
Yep.
And so the other day when it got cold, I thought, well, I know what I'm going to do. I ran it up to almost 80, and the house was really toasty.
Wow. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Anyway, it was a good deal, and he's going to take it out, I think, the second week in December. It's only a day job.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll clean it and give it, you know, probably.
Brian is the most thorough technician I've ever seen, and he's been here a couple times to clean this one. And the last time he was here, I said, Brian, we can't get the flame to work very well on this thing. It only goes up so high, and then it would all right, I'll be out. So it was due for cleaning. He came out and cleaned it all up, and he said, let me show you something. He had this little pipe where the, you know, I don't know if the gas came out or whatever it was. It was a little pipe, and he said, look in there. I said, what is that? He goes, that's a spider. I said, that's what's stopping the flame? No, he said, that's what's stopping the gas. I'm like, okay. So he cleaned the spider out, and we're back in business and been back in business, so it's fantastic.
Well, it's like I said, that's what you want to call service if it lasts for 24 heating seasons.
Oh, no question. No question. Yep.
And anything I can do to get Delmarva Power upset with me because I'm not using all of their electric.
Yeah, exactly. I think the electric heat in this room is on once. in this room, I mean, you know, we have the wall unit, and I think I've had it on one time. So, all right, man. Thanks for the call. Thanks for the promotion for our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's.
Yeah, and also I'll find out what he used on that elk because it wasn't my 450 Marlin. Because if he hit him a decent shot, he's going down to
sleep. Oh, yeah, there's no question. There's no question.
So,
yep.
Anyway, I'm just not going to suggest.
Well, the 4570 has killed myriad game animals throughout the West, and that 450 Marlin is, you know, just as powerful as the 4570. That's why they brought. That's why they came out with it, was to rival the. It was to rival the 4570. So.
And mine's a for real Marlin. It's not one of the Remington ones.
So is mine.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call.
You stay safe. Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye bye. Yeah, you throw a 325 grain bullet at an elk. You know, traveling 2,000 feet per second, it's going to have an effect. No question. No question. 45 caliber bullet, absolutely. It is devastating on whitetails, I will tell you that. And I like a big chunk of lead, whether it's a slug or whether it's a bullet or whatever it might be. Now, on smaller game, I mean, well, I've taken, countless deer with the muzzleloader, countless deer with a 270, you know, a couple with 284 Winchester, a couple with 450, a ton of them with 12-gauge, few of them with 20-gauge. So, you know, I like the fact that I like firearms hunting. I do. I like muzzleloader and I like firearms. So. But that's me. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Time for me to tell you about Clyde Sports Shop at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, Baltimore, Maryland. And we're going to talk about Browning Firearms. You know, we got the big waterfowl festival thing coming here this weekend, and we'll have a couple guests on next hour. Talking about some safety, but the A5 has been a tradition since the 60s with Browning. And the A5 Hunter in the gloss black anodized receiver finish and a gloss finished Turkish walnut stock has vertical grip, 18 lines per inch checkering, and 3 choke tubes. Hold on. Sorry about that. Fiber optic front sight and ivory mid bead. It is ideal for hunting and sporting clays. The A5 in 20 gauge, the new 20 gauge A5. Now, if you want to step up to the top of the line on the A5 range, it's the Wicked Wing series in vintage camo. It comes in other camos too, but the vintage camo is kind of cool. It's got that vintage waterfowl camo from back in the, you know, back in the day, 60s, 70s, that kind of camo. Super reliable auto-loaded duck hunting shotgun or waterfowl hunting shotgun with a kinematic drive recoil operation, which is the A5. Composite stock, a Cerakote burnt bronze finish receiver and barrel. And it's got an oversized bolt release, which is great when you're using gloves. Extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes is what they call them, and which are, you know, outside the barrel. They use your fingers to turn them in and out rather than having to use a wrench or a quarter or whatever. And corrosion-resistant chrome bore. It comes with an ABS case included. So the A5 is the king of waterfowl shotguns from folks at Browning. And Clyde's Sports Shop is your full-line Browning dealer. That phone number is 410-242-6108. The website, clydesportshop.com. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and all the hunting accessories, Clyde Sports Shop. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, Apple Cracker Blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots.
Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds. HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn. Capsule brand Lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Filling coolers, loading up, a weather beam mag, Marty Robbins turned up. Hey, boys, I'm getting nervous, my knees are getting weak. I can almost see him coming out of them trees. Big bulls, big bucks, mountain roads and pickup trucks. Hunting all day just to catch a glimpse of.
There we go, big bulls, big bucks. So, got an interesting share from some people the other day. Sent me this this link to this story from ABC News. A New Jersey man is believed to be the first documented death from alpha-gal syndrome, a meat allergy triggered by tick bites. 47-year-old airline pilot was otherwise healthy, according to a case study from researchers at the University of Virginia School of Medicine and Hackensack Meridian Health in New Jersey. Summer 2024, he went camping with his wife and children. A few hours after eating a beefsteak for dinner, the man awoke with abdominal discomfort, which later led to diarrhea and vomiting. His condition eventually improved, and although he spoke to his wife about consulting a doctor, they ultimately decided against it. 2 weeks later, in September, last September, the man and his wife attended a barbecue in New Jersey, during which he ate a hamburger. 4 hours later, the man was found unconscious on the floor of his bathroom. Paramedics attempted to resuscitate the man, transferred him to the hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. The cause of death was initially ruled as a sudden, unexplained death after inconclusive results. The man's wife provided the autopsy report to a doctor who forwarded it to an allergy specialist. The specialist used blood samples to identify that the man had an extreme reaction to alpha-gal, in line with a fatal anaphylaxis or allergic reaction, according to the case study published in the Journal of Allergy and Clinical Immunology and Practice. When asked if he had been bitten by ticks, his wife said he had in the past, and that earlier in the summer he had at least 10 or 12 chigger bites around his ankles. Researchers said that in the eastern U.S., what are sometimes referred to as chiggers are often larvae of Lone Star ticks. Let me testify to that. One September, we were dove hunting in Dorchester County, and I've told you the story about the covered with ticks. It looked like I was covered with pepper, or covered with chiggers. It looked like I'd sprinkled pepper on my short, you know, wearing short sleeves. Dove hunting looks like I'd sprinkled pepper on my arms, and I knew I was in trouble because I knew immediately what it was. Both arms, both legs, even though I was wearing jeans, I was exposed to chiggers. And in that whole episode of, you know, getting undressed and getting a shower, I found five or six seed, what I call seed ticks or seed larvae attached. And, you know, so I was not only in the chigger territory, but I'd also gotten some ticks mixed in with that. So, yeah, now, chiggers are often larvae of Lone Star ticks. Alpha-gal syndrome, we've talked about here before, a serious, potentially life-threatening allergic reaction that arises after people eat red meat or consume products with alpha-gal, a type of sugar found in most mammals, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The syndrome is typically caused by tick bites, most often by Lone Star ticks, and if you recall, I was treated for a Lone Star tick bite earlier this summer and kept a very close watch on it, not any alpha-gal allergy, sensitivity or anything like that, because we caught it in time. The body, in turn, triggers an immune system response. And although tracking is limited, it's estimated more than 110,000 cases of alpha-gal syndrome were identified between 2010 and 2022. The actual number of cases is not known, but up to 450,000 people may be affected. In 2023, two studies from the CDC referred alpha-gal syndrome as an emerging public health concern. Now, anaphylaxis is what you have when, you know, your body is allergic to something, whether it's a bee sting, whether it's a penicillin, for example. It could be any type of allergies, peanut allergies, anything like that. I had a brother-in-law back in the mid-70s pass away, 29-year-old man pass away, who had a severe peanut allergy, wife and four kids, and they were on vacation in Florida. Great day, swimming, you know, the beach, the whole deal. And went to a restaurant, apparently had something that was cooked in peanut oil. He started to, his chest started to tighten up. And he got to the, you know, walked into the hospital and didn't walk back out. He had anaphylaxis and did not have any of the EpiPen with him or anything like that. They were able to treat him. Unfortunately, he aspirated, and as they were treating him for, you know, getting fluid in his lungs, the man had a heart attack and died, 29 years old, as a result of an allergic reaction. So there you go. You know, he died on the 4th of July, so, you know, 4th of July in that family. My first wife was never the same, of course, after that. But, yeah, I just want to bring that to you as a sportsman. You're out in the woods. You're turkey hunting. You know, you're out there in the summer. You're out there putting up your deer stands in the fall, early bow season. Just be careful. There's a lot of bad bugs out there, and we do have Lone Star ticks here in Maryland, plenty of them. And not only can they provide you with you know, Lyme disease, but there's also Rocky Mountain spotted fever. There's a couple other tick-borne diseases, and the alpha gal is another one that is emerging as a health threat. So thought you'd like to know that. So there you are. All right, let me tell you about Backyard Billy's one more time, and we'll make it brief. Tis the heating season. It's chilly out there. If you're thinking about it and you want to make that investment, stop by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They carry Enviro, Regency, and other top brands of fireplace inserts, and they also have freestanding wood and pellet stoves that you can install for your primary or your secondary heat source. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop by their showroom soon, and you too will be ready for the chilly weather. BackyardBillys.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 827-4500. That's 827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Well, there's the music. That was a quick first hour, really quick. We'll see you after the news with a couple of guests from Maryland Department of Natural Resources, and we'll be talking about safety, especially here on Youth Day. If you're leaving us to get in the woods, all you youth hunters, good luck out there. I want to see those pictures. Ellis at EllisOutdoors.com. Give me a call. Let me know. So good luck to you. And remember, love your family, love the Lord. We'll be right back after the news.